Greetings and good pig to one and all. Ed Shep here, your personal Inspector 24 approved, interwebs ordained reverend sexpert, and I'd like to talk to you today about the holiday that love created, Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day is a wondrous occasion, recognized the world over, revered for centuries in all cultures, and celebrated in countless ways, from bulimia parties to dwarf eating contests. First observed by hippopotamus breeders in 1595 as a day to make pasta and arrange marriages, it has since spread throughout the universe, helped along by the consciousness-raising promotion of the edible underwear industry. In the present day, all the world looks to Valentine's Day as a symbol of love and hipponess. But while Valentine's Day brings sweet drops of joy to many, it serves up cold pain pie to others, because among its many delights, there lies a hidden danger, one which can ruin the day, sometimes the life, of the person who isn't guarded against it. That danger is chlamydia. How many Valentine's Days have been ruined by this unwelcome guest? How many times have you heard,
"We were having a wonderful dinner, but when I went to freshen up, I noticed that I had chlamydia hanging from my nose the whole time."
Or,
"I thought someone had farted, but then I realized that I had chlamydia breath."
How many have fallen at the hands of this ruthless despoiler? In 2006, 864,263,192.4 cases of chlamydia-related Valentine's Day traumatic stress were reported in New York City alone. Without proper precautions, everyone is at risk for becoming one of these statistics. Misconceptions about chlamydia abound. For one, many people consider it a disease of the venerea. This isn't entirely the case. True, venereal disease can present as its main symptom, but chlamydia is better described as a generalized state of diswellitude. It clings to you like subway stench and seeps into all areas of your life, from your job, to your venerea, to your shoes. People who have undergone treatment for the disease's bodily component without curing the larger metaphysical infection may live for years in a state of steadily declining health, never knowing why, until finally the strawberry-flavored grip of death releases them from their earthly torment. Another chlamydia myth is that the disease can be reasoned with and, if presented a sound argument, will vacate the body. In reality, this does not happen. Chlamydia is remarkably stubborn and resists all attempts at persuasion. Once entrenched, it will not leave unless removed by a vampire or treated with a grueling course of banana walnut chocolate chip colonics. But by far the most damaging misconception about chlamydia is that it is transmitted by fate and that nothing can be done to prevent it. This is nothing more than a lie tarted up in truthy clothing. Prevention is not only possible, but easy. And it can be fun, too. I'm going to show you now how you can protect yourself from chlamydia this Valentine's Day by using a common household item that is easy to acquire and customize. Listen further to discover how you can use 3 plungers to a chlamydia-free Valentine's Day. The plunger has long been a second-class citizen in the household tool community, disdained, ignored, and always a bridesmaid. Yet it's always sought after when emergency rears her brown, corny head. The irony here is that the plunger has a multitude of uses that most people aren't even aware of, from cooking aid to perspicacious therapist. In my book, Creating Your Dream Life with the Secret Power of Plungers, I probe deep into the topic, providing you with all the information you need, complete with colorful illustrations and easy-to-understand diagrams, to unleash the earth-shaking power of this humble household workhorse. Many don't know that plungers, when properly operated, can be used to perform complex long division, help you shed pounds from your waist, assist in car repair, treat a sunburn, brew gourmet coffee, discover subterranean gold and water, communicate with the spirit world, motivate your employees, arbitrate small claims disputes, and unclog the crapper. All this, and they help prevent chlamydia too. Let's look in depth at the three plungers that you can use to protect yourself against chlamydia this Valentine's Day. The Papringer. The first chlamydia-smashing plunger you'll need is one I call the Papringer, and it guards against an all-too-common cause of infection, novelty candy hearts. Novelty candy hearts are especially sinister because their combined sweet taste and flattering messages mesmerize their victims, weakening their immune system's defenses. Research into this effect, in fact, has led to advances in espionage, psychotherapy, and ginger ale. The fruit of the tropical Ganglion papayae, the hearts naturally contain the essence of chlamydia in their egg-like center. In the past, candy processing destroyed the chlamydia, but recently, hardier, more chlamydia-rich strains of the plant have emerged, and candy processing no longer eliminates the chlamydia in the finished hearts. And, contrary to popular belief, newer hearts bearing unconventional messages such as "trim your bush" and "suck my moobs" are every bit as chlamydia-infested as their more traditional counterparts. So how do you defeat the hearts? Refusing them proves ineffective. People often react to this by force-feeding them to you or spraying aerosolized hearts in your face. To destroy the heart's infectious power, you have to kill the chlamydia within them. Luckily, you can accomplish this easily by calling on the power of the Papringer. Its effectiveness derives from basic chemistry. The molecular makeup of an experienced plunger can destroy candy heart chlamydia on contact, but only if you add one crucial ingredient, paprika. Paprika serves as an activator for the bioorganic volatile chomper compounds in the plunger, transforming it from pungent piece of wall art to chlamydia-munching machine. To make the Papringer, obtain a heavily used plunger. If you don't have one at home, you can often find them in filthy government buildings.